yesterday's morning show was the fill-in for Gordo was, oddly enough, it's, I don't know if you had it in the pool that he'd ever be filling in for Gordo.
No, this is that unexpected call up to the bigs that you always wonder.
Intern TC.
Mm. Hey, guys.
From the podcast world?
When he feels like it.
Well, no, I don't mean when he feels like posting art. His own
I always
podcast.
Feel like it's just banter.
Oh.
It's just banter. So you guys getting another shot on the weekend ever or no?
I have no idea.
Well, maybe through this.
You think your performance yesterday hurt or helped that?
Well, let's get to that.
Anyway, so TC did the morning show yesterday, but didn't show up to our show. But has lots of excuses we're not going to let him tell on the air.
No, oh. Because none of them matter, right?
No, what, he actually did. We did a pretty good bit. That was the 840 bit. We replayed it yesterday. Liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Liked it a lot. Really
so
liked
did
I liked
Thanks.
The way you laid out. I thought it was risky to start thinking of your bit at 1 a.m. the previous night.
Unless that was part of the bit.
I mean, I got...
I might have tried it 2 days before.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
What did I notice 2 days before?
Oh, they had just told you that day you're going to do this bit tomorrow?
Well, yeah. I knew I was going to do all the other stuff. Then that morning they were like...
So you're...
And you can do the 840 bit if you want.
So your bit was calling a variety of people, waking them up and saying, hey, I got to do an 840 bit tomorrow. What am I going to do? And I thought the audio was great. I thought the idea was great. I thought you're choosing Davey to end it with the hang up. It was wonderful.
It's one of those things you can't do more than once, but that one time it was really funny.
Yeah.
So then I'm driving around last night. The wife needs some laundry detergent, Dan. And of course at bedtime, if I can go to the store rather than sit there and try to make sure all the teeth get brushed and the mm-hmm. bathroom gets cleaned up, I'll always opt for the quick run to the store.
Right.
Top 10's going on. We're at number one. So I wondered, you know, without Gordo, how would we possibly fit number one? And they used it with not the TC bit. I think the TC bit might have been, I don't know.
It was two.
Was it number two?
It was two.
But at number one was Corby's reaction to the TC bit. And I got a bunch of stuff on Twitter and email saying, hey, get a load of the way Corby's reacting to TC. And, you know, I'm busy doing things, so I look at it and don't have any idea what Corby's reaction was, so I went out with my life, but I actually heard it last night on the way to the store. And, man, I don't know if we have time to play all this, Tom. What if...
Yeah, we got a lot of audio.
What if we just went to the second one? Would that kill things?
No, that's Corby really twisting off.
Here's Corby's reaction. I have to tell you, as I'm listening to this, I'm trying to decide, is Corby really serious? Go ahead.
If you wanted to prank me, man, you are more than welcome to do whatever. But at, you know, 1 in the morning involving the other people that live in my house...
And the fact that he starts off the conversation with... I've got an emergency.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the phone going, who the hell is calling me? What's going on at work right now?
And the first thing you wrote is like, what do you need, man? I'm here for you. What do you need? That is so boy that cried wolf.
Yeah, did it ever occur to you that anything like that might be happening at the household?
Dude, you're making this sound like I did something absolutely atrocious. You're awake for 5 minutes.
TC, are you kidding me? Okay, I know that you haven't been in many relationships in your life, ever in your life, but...
Scoreboard.
Not really accurate.
Do you understand? Well, I mean, you turn one girl lesbian, so that we'll start with that one.
Whoa!
But essentially, when you call someone at that hour who is married, mind you...
With two little ones.
With two little bitty kids, does that ever cross your mind? Ever?
That what? That you would wake up? Yeah, that's why...
That you would wake somebody else up! What do you think? I sleep with my cell phone in my butt and I just have some internal alarm that goes off and no one else hears it?
And then she would roll back over and go to sleep.
That's not the way things work in life, TC. It's not like, oh, that TC.
He's so silly. Let's go back to sleep.
What a charlatan he is.
That's who freaks out because they were woken up for 2 minutes.
That's not the way life works, you idiot. I know that. I look, you're in your ravioli world.
Pause us?
You
The way life works, I really love how we summarize that. Also, it's a cell phone, which you are allowed to turn off at night.
Did you call anyone's home numbers?
No. I don't even have their
home
numbers. Because that would make the whole house ring and kids could hear that.
You didn't pull a fire alarm at his house, did you?
You don't really leave your cell phone in your kid's room very often.
So in his
crib?
And
if you've ever called my cell phone,
in the crib
of
his little bitty kid, the phone's not in the crib?
I mean, I turn my cell phone off.
Yeah, you can put it on vibrate, or it won't disturb anyone.
I love Corby, but really?
He kind of sounds like an old man here.
And then Danny.
Doesn't he?
What's
like, you don't dare call me.
What's Danny's major malfunction, except that his buddy got awakened?
I have no idea. I feel like
he's just wanting to gang up on TC because
which is fun. I enjoy
easy to make fun of.
All right, keep going.
In your ravioli world, you may be able to do that because you're in some pasta induced coma.
Pause
but I live in a real
wow. Now the point is, it's not that he eats so much pasta, Corby. He looks like a ravioli.
Right.
That's the
no.
Don't get disconnected.
He buys a lot of pasta. For you
do at some point begin to look like that which you eat.
Oh, that's true. I guess like the dog owner,
right.
And they
right.
Look the same.
If all you eat is ravioli, chances are at some point.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
In your ravioli world, you may be able to do that because you're in some pasta-induced coma, but I live in a real world here, okay?
Yes, I have the amazing ability to fall back asleep.
Yeah, and you know what? There are a lot of people that can't. Ask this guy to my right. Mike, how would you handle that? You think you would be just like, oh TC, and then go right back to sleep?
I imagine I would. I don't see why not.
Oh, no. Okay. Here we go.
Here's Mr. Opposite.
Here we go.
No, TC, I was up for 3 hours, and you woke my wife up, and if you would have woken up my kids, I swear to God I would have driven to the station, and I would have killed you. I would have killed you, okay?
Because what's worse than a kid waking up? Oh, my gosh. That'd be the worst thing ever. I'm glad you didn't do that, TC.
This is Corby.
I know, this is Party Corby.
Yeah, that seems kind of odd.
Crazy, even, I'll do anything, say anything, snake.
My wife is a light sleeper, but if the phone would ring, she'd go right back to sleep.
I think Corby is just mad that he got pranked.
By TC.
Right, by such a lowly life form such as TC.
Right.
Is there more?
By the ravioli.
Play the third one.
Okay.
I'm really sorry your plan got foiled.
Well, yeah, yeah. Look, and just
should
understand
we reference
that,
what he's
you know,
talking about?
In the future.
It may not be relevant, but Corby had planned to double-cross the prank by morning
by replacing
the audio with all new fresh prank audio, and then he could keep his title belt of never being pranked.
Yeah, and that might be another layer of why he's so upset. Because
Fernando wouldn't play along.
Right, TC's bit went over Corby's bit. Corby!
We've all Fernando rules something we thought was good, and he put something that instead he has a part in. So we know how he feels there.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm really sorry your plan got foiled.
Well, yeah, yeah. Look, and just understand that, you know, in the future, revenge is a bitch. You know that, right?
Sure, man.
Yeah, sure, man.
Uh-oh.
Sure.
Well, that sounds
and
pretty...
there's five people right now.
Yeah.
Five of us. And it's not going to be
one
fun.
One of Dave Lane, though, and he don't count.
And it's not going to be pretty. I just want you to know that, okay? So when something goes horribly wrong in your life in the next, oh, I don't know, 6 months, because we'll let it drag, you can pick any one of the...
Being awake for 5 minutes in the middle of
the... Hopefully it's not. That may be it. Who knows? We may wake you up while you're cooking your bacon pasta. Who knows? Who knows, TC?
Wow.
But... Anyway, just you know, as a one-time supporter of yours, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Suck it. Bye.
Yeah, TC. I gotta give TC some credit.
Man,
TC
he's holding his own.
Was, came out throwing haymakers
yes,
right
did.
From the jump
is,
in this thing.
He is holding his own.
I was
this
shocked.
Whole conversation.
Oh,
look,
Corby.
Have you ever known TC to think that he's like the submissive one in any conversation?
No,
well,
that's
I thought
true.
That was the game we were playing, too.
But if you perhaps go a little too far on Norm, that's one thing. I'm sorry, Snake. I'm a big supporter of the Snake. This was not an easy day in the Snake fan club, driving to the grocery store and seeing him react like this.
But like TC set it up to the musers, he called Snake. He felt he was the highest-ranking on-air guy that he could do this to and wouldn't get fired. Like, you thought you'd get fired if you did it to Mike Reiner or something.
Well,
right?
Just, I thought that Corby, like, he's so familiar. I thought he was the one who would be most likely to take a good-natured lead.
Well, this
like,
wasn't in the audio.
He didn't know it was a prank. He was the only guy that said,
"Yeah,
are you recording me?"
This is clearly about his wife.
This
That's
wasn't
what this
in
is
the,
about.
Well, it
this
might be,
Julie.
But this was in the audio, and he even referenced that you don't call a host.
Yeah,
did he?
Really?
If,
yeah, he did.
As if there are two classes.
Rank.
As if there are two classes of citizens.
Now, those ticker guys, yeah. You can call them all day.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
But don't you understand?
Yeah.
Come on, Snake. You know we all want to turn on TC, but come on. And TC.
That's a good line. Well, hopefully you won't prank me with something as bad as waking me up for 5 minutes.
All right, Chuck. Just don't ever call us. But yeah. You know what?
You will be fired.
I have to say.
If Sally was up, how'd that go?
You'd be happy, because then...
Well, first of all... Yeah. I would probably try to take advantage of the situation.
All right.
Further,
yeah.
She doesn't... You can't wake her up.
All right.
She's, I don't know how sound Jub really sleeps, but a vibrating phone on the nightstand is not going to wake anybody up. Oh, Corby's here? Oh, good. We were able to ferret out the Snake. Hi, Snake.
Good Lord. Turn on the freaking radio and it's on again.
Well, you're a celebrity, man.
Are you awake?
Barely, yeah. I'm almost at the station. The only thing that I was, the only point I was trying to put across, and the only thing that really tore me off about TC was the fact that he somehow didn't understand that it wasn't quite right to call someone. And you guys, you may have different familial situations going on, but when you call someone at 1 a.m. with 2 little kids, and Dan, you're like, Dan, you're the one that hired a freaking night nurse to take care of your kids because you couldn't handle them being awake at night. So I don't want to hear your bitching and moaning. That's what you did.
Where are you keeping your phone? Where are you keeping your phone?
That was the first 6 months of their life.
I want to know where this phone is. Is it hooked up to any speaker system that wakes up in a
house? Apparently.
That rings in every room.
It was in my bathroom, and I was so out of it, and it rang like 30 times. And then Julie's up walking around going, where? I'm like, I don't know where it is.
It's in the lawn.
And then I see that it's work, you know, and I'm like, God, something terrible must have happened. And then, you know, you hear a little TC go, Corby, it's an emergency. I'm like, hey, dude, what's up?
And honestly, I did feel bad, but at the point you had me on, I thought I was supposed to play along. That's all I was trying to do was play along.
Now, some people are saying it's...
Hang on. Play along. What does that mean?
Like, I thought you were calling me up, and I honestly didn't know how angry you were and how much it was a fun, good times on the radio if you, you know, really got pissed about it. So I that's what I thought it was. I thought we were having fun on the radio. So, you know, I do feel bad, but I just didn't think that's what you wanted me to say.
Now, someone is saying it's not really a prank if you kick someone in the nuts and say, I pranked you. Okay, yeah. Now and whether that's true or not, I don't know, but a couple thoughts there. First of all, you guys had Danny bringing burgers to the airport a couple years ago, so you guys you guys know a prank that might not really be a prank, right?
Well, no. I mean, still, that's just to him. What I was trying to get across is that if TC wanted to call me, if I lived alone, he could call me every night, 50,000 times.
Then it wouldn't be funny, right?
Great. Well, you know what I mean. I mean, I wouldn't care. But when you throw in other people that might be affected by it, yeah.
Hang on, Snake. Your wife must have been so mad the other night that you're taking it. She put it out on you, and you're taking it out on TC.
Yeah, why are you so whipped, dude?
Well, no, dude, she did. She stayed up for a little bit longer, but I was the one who was awake for 3 hours. But potentially, it could have been a freaking disaster. And yeah, I mean, look, we all have lives outside of here, and we all have fun, and live, you know, everybody thinks our lives are a big bit. But in the end, when I'm sitting there at 1 a.m, and she's like, "What's wrong? What's going on? Was everything all right?" I'm like, oh, it's TC, and I don't know.
You're
what
so serious.
And
is your phone ringer on? Like, you don't go to vibrate at night or anything?
No, because I just have it plugged in because I don't think I've ever received a cell phone call past 11 o'clock in my year. So,
and
you know,
it's like it's Peace Frog's blaring from your bathroom.
I may be sounding like the biggest skirt in the world.
I just wanted to clarify one thing on the prank. And I don't know if it's a prank or not, but I do know as a consumer, and you know me, I would love to turn on TC, but I was driving around at 8:40 yesterday morning, and I found it to be very compelling, entertaining radio. So whether it's a prank per se or just a good segment, I just wanted to be clear that I saw Ty last night, Ty of all people, saying that wasn't really a prank. I don't care if it was a prank. It was a fun 5-minute listen when he was filling in for Gordo. That was just my point.
Do you mean Ty of all people?
Well, Ty,
he's got nothing.
Well, it's just the whole hardline feeder system where if one is wrong, all of them have to act like the flag was just burned. To hear Danny defend Corby was just Danny. I mean, come on, Danny, and then Ty. Oh, you know, that really violates the true spirit of what a prank is today.
Now, here's what it's all really about, though, Corby. It's all about the fact that you're a host and TC is...
Yeah, it's TC.
Right?
That's the problem going on.
You're upset that this lowly form of human
excrement.
Oh my gosh.
Somehow just made you look bad.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
So bad he hung up, but he is pissed.
Boy, is he pissed?
He's had it.
He is done.
I remember when Corby was...
I remember when he'd just be cool about stuff.
No, he's a host. You can't goof on him.
Remember when he'd do, like, overcusser?
You don't call a host.
You do not call a host. Let me tell you something.
Remember when he just used to roll with stuff?
Let me tell
just
you.
Just be like, whatever, man, that's cool.
Are you nervous, TC?
Oh, yeah.
Now he's become the man.
You should probably be nervous because I can't think of anyone easier to prank than TC, probably. I mean, just up here with a target on your back, you really don't need that. But for
no one likes you anyway.
But for what it's worth, I thought.
It's true. Nobody does like you.
Nah, I like you. And I thought your 840 bit was great. That's why we replayed it yesterday before this all hit the fan.
See what that gets you.
Yeah, some prank.
Yeah, put that in your resume. All right.
Bob likes my prank.
211.
Solidarity. Yeah, keeps going.
I was appalled, quite frankly.
Don't think we ever have his loyalty.
Bob likes me.
All right, it's 211 on the ticket.
Broadcasting live from the Metro.